Welcome to our Māori program, Kia ora koutou katoa. The Ringatū Church, the Faith of the Upraised Hand. In this program, we listen to excerpts from the 100th Centennial Celebration Hui held at Muriwai, Gisborne, from the 28th June to the 2nd of July. The Ringatū followers of the faith gathered from far and wide to take part in the most important aspect of the Hui, the church services, which were held continuously over the first 4 days. According to the rules of the Ringatū faith, the services were closed to all except the followers of the church, but we were allowed to record the services on the marae courtyard on the final day. The Ringatū church custom of the services being conducted entirely from memory and completely in Māori was a feature made known to the general public on that occasion.
Bye.
The Ringatu Church authorities appointed Tawahi Wirihana, the church elder for the Tairawhiti area, to tell us something of the history, the traditions, and the laws of the Ringatu faith, and naturally, this also was given in Māori. He told of many facts of the founder of the faith, Te Koti Rikirangi, that he was christened an Anglican, was married in the Roman Catholic Church, and finally, the faith he formulated during his three-year term at Wharekauri, the Chatham Islands, and established on his return. He stressed the fact that the Paimarire, the Hoho religion, and the Ringatu religion were two completely different beliefs, and that the service of the Ringatu, its prayers, psalms and hymns, are taken from the Holy Bible. The complete Māoriness of the church service, including the ancient chant form of singing the psalms and the hymns, was done purposely to retain the Māori tanga in its entirety. Tawahi told of many things, too numerous to mention here. The venue of the anniversary celebrations, the Tamanuhiri Marae at Muriwai, was a significant one. It is the only marae on which no blood was shed in Te Koti Rikirangi's raids in Poverty Bay, and the nearest marae to Whareongonga, where Te Koti landed from Wharekauri on the 10th July 1868. After days of indifferent weather, the glorious sunshine of the final day provided the appropriate setting for the marae courtyard with the Tamanuhiri carved meeting house close to the sea at Te Kuria Paua and overlooked by the high cliffs of Paria Mamai, now commonly known as Young Nick's Head, the first part of New Zealand sighted by Captain Cook and his crew of the Endeavour. Hundreds were gathered on the marae to welcome the Governor-General Sir Arthur Porritt, Lady Porritt and the Vice-Regal Party who had come to honour the invitation of the Ringatu Church.
Hello, Dinah! Hello, Dinah! Hello, Dinah!
The Ringatu Church elders, dignitaries of many visiting tribes, leaders of other denominations and distinguished Pākehā friends, and many, many Māori folk, including school children, all added their part to the ceremonial welcome to their excellencies, who were escorted onto the marae by Kahutia Te Hau, elder of the host Tamanuhiri people, and Puti Mete, granddaughter of the Kōtirikirangi. This was the setting for the speeches of welcome to the Tuārangi, the distinguished strangers.
Let me recall to you the history of this place. Here we have our ancestral meeting house, Tamanuhiri. And here we have our flag, Muriwai, on the flag star. And we are the proud possessors of the kuri, Yangnik's head. And let me also recall to you the history of this Ringatū church. Besides you, you have the close descendants of Te Kōti. And we here, from here right down to Manutuke, Rongowhakaata, we are all descendants of Te Kōti. We are proud of Te Kōti. And we are proud of you coming here to honour us and to honour Te Kōti and to honour the Ringatū church.
That was part of the address of welcome by the Reverend Kahutia Te Hau and the appropriate compliment. The several speakers opened their addresses with the traditional Māori oration of welcome and paid tribute to their excellencies for this, their initial visit to a marae of the Tairāwhiti tribal area. We listen now to Mr. Arnold Reedy, representing the Ngā Tiparo tribes of the East Coast.
Kia ora tātou, tō tātou whakarite, me te mihi a te ngākau, te pai o tō tātou kaihanga. Ki te hō mai te rā pene, te atāhua, he mana ki tanga mā tātou, ki tā tātou manuhiri tuārangi, ko tai mene ki tō tātou aroaro ki tēnei hāora o te rā. It is a very great honour and privilege to me to be associated with the dignitary of our respective districts. Wairoa, East Coast, Gisborne, all the people from this area, and also the Bay of Plenty, who have come here today to celebrate a very important day in the history of our people. And I want to say that it is a very great honor to me to be associated with them in extending to you, sir, a heartfelt and cordial welcome to this, our marae. We have gathered here today to commemorate, celebrate the first 100 years of the Ringatū Church. Naturally, the question arises. Who founded the Ringatū Church? What is the Ringatū Church and what of its future? What of its future? I think Sir Turi Carroll has given the Ringatū Church here a very, very fine need indeed. But we have gathered here today to thank God that He has spared the Rigatoo Church, at least in its first 100 years of existence. The Kosti Rigiragi, to use his fighting name and his name as a prophet, I mean, he has a rather a different picture in the pages of our history. But however, there are two points of view. The Kosti is regarded as a bloodthirsty rebel. We must say these things. We've got to. We've got to be honest with ourselves. Who was responsible for the Poverty Bay massacre and other atrocities? But however, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to be rational about this thing and have a good look at it in its proper background. In the third article of the Treaty of Waitangi, this is what it says. What it says. Kahotue ukia kutu. I will give you the rights of British subjects. But however, when it came to a matter of a trial, that was denied with the court. And he was bungled away to the Chathams as a slave. And it was there, in slavery, that he evolved the Rigatoo Church. Some say that he's a prophet. I think he is. If the foretelling of history, if prophecy is the foretelling of history, then the Kosti was certainly a prophet. In his act of surrender to Colonel Porter, this is what he said. We will now live in peace and tranquility, and these islands will not be invaded by an outside force. For the next 100 years, it is the duty of the Rigatoo Church to forget the past, of the injustice done to the Kosti that was meted out to him, and try and attempt to extract and finally eliminate the bellicosity that is natural and inherent in the Rigatoo concept.
Although most of the services were conducted by the Pōtikanga, or president of the Rigatoo faith, Pāra Delamere, other denominations also played their part. Gifts of Māori kiakia weaving were made to His Excellency Lady Porritt and to Miss Joanna Porritt. The youth of Māoridom were represented by Ngāpō Wehi, the Kaiwero, the challenger, and the Wehirere Māori Party, who performed the ceremonial ritual and the compliments for the addresses of welcome. Nevertheless, the day seemed to belong mainly to the old and aged Māori, the Māori of the past, the generation that is fast fading. This was personified by the stately and still virile figure of Ngākohu Pera, paramount chief of the Whakatohea tribe of Mātātua. Standing before the carved Wharerunanga Tamanuhiri, carved stick in hand, and draped in the kahukiwi of a chief, this great 90-year-old Tōtara stood tall on the marae, surrounded by the younger generations of his people. Naturally, he spoke in his mother tongue.
Tēnei kōrero no Hawaiki. Koe nei te Māori o Hawaiki. Kei te Māori e Mauan. Nā reira ka tīkina te rā kupu, kau taina ki runga ki a koe tēnei rā. Anei te pito tau a tihe e Māori ora. E ko te whakari, ki ko te whakari. Tuku a maiti a piri, tuku a maiti a tata. Tuku a maiti a eke, maiti nu maki te paipa e pato. He reo te putenei no te iwi Māori. Anei o rātau reo e pōhiri nei a koe tēnei rā. Koe nei a rātau moko puna. Anei ngā mea pakeke, nā ui whāngai tōu reo, kia rātau.
Your Excellencies, it is my privilege indeed to extend to you a very warm welcome to this marae. I have just recounted to you the words of my ancestors from Hawaiki, the words that have extended to you on behalf of the Ringatū Church, by my elders, by my rangatira, extending to you a very warm welcome to this marae. These words were handed down to us by our ancestors, words that were holy to us and holy to you. It is you who have given us your language, and that is why, unfortunately, my elders have extended their welcome to you in your language. Today, now, I wish to extend to you a welcome in my language.
E te tianara kāwana. Ka nui te mihi ki a koe. A koe ko tōko tahi hara mai. E hia mano kairi muri a koe. Rato katoa, tēnei ngotu, Aotearoa, kia koe. Nā reira, haere mai ki te rā, o te rautau, o te hāhiri ngatu.
I am very grateful indeed that you found the time to bestow this honour on us, on this marae, and on our people. It has been said that you have many commitments, and yet you found the time to bestow your grace on this meeting. We see you, we see all those dignitaries lined up behind you. We see you, we see all those you represent here today. Thank you very much indeed for coming to be with us on this, the centennial celebrations of the Ringatū Church.
Nā reira, tō mātou kāwanatanga. He mea nui tēnei ki a hau, kā ki te aku kanohi i a koe i tēnā momo tangata, ki a hara mai ki te whakanui i tēnei rā.
This is a wonderful thing for me to see. A man of my age, of my upbringing, to see someone like you honoring us on this wonderful day.
No reira, ngā waka katoa, pēnei me tēnei, i tae mai pēnā me tō whakaaro, kia whakanui i tēnei rā. I tae katoa mai rātau, ngā Amerika, ngā Roma, ngā Ingarangi, e rātu hāhi katoa i tae mai ki konei. Nā ko koe tēnei tēnei rā. Haere mai, haere mai, haere mai.
All the churches have been here to honour these centennial celebrations. All have been, some have gone. And here you are today, come also to pay your blessings to this, the Ringatū Church. We welcome you, thrice welcome.
Nā reira,
Therefore, the Ringatū Church extends to you its homage, its blessing for bringing you here, to the Almighty for bringing you here today to join us in our celebrations.
We end this first program from the Ringatū Hui with our theme, Pini Pini Te Kura, a waiata composed by Te Kōti Rikirangi, founder of the Ringatū Church. Next week, you will hear the Governor-General's reply and other aspects of the Ringatū Hui. Good night.
Thank you.